Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Hola mukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 13 Mfumfu 2023 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft squadrons in the Middle East, and the U.S. Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary. So make no mistake.
Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke okudingakalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho leHamas.
So namhla uqalisile yecriminal in Saudi uqalisile isithethi siyabiza ama-witnesses zawo angu-2 sokusele i-witness eli-1 umntu akakomplainant. So imeta ipostponwe to the 17th of November.
Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga edalela ephalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili. Umbukiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganisa nganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke ekudingayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho leHamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo edluleyo. Umphathi ntambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ukhuluma ngosekelo abaluphayo eseIsrael.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft.
Ibutho lethu elilezikebhe zempi ezinkulu selifikile kulindawo likhokhelwa isikebhe esikhulu kwedlula zonke ezisemazweni omhlaba. Njalo ibutho leMelika lilungiselele ukuthumela laloba iziphi izikhali nxa kungaba le ndingeko. Ngakho iMelika izabona ukuthi i-Israel izathola konke kudingayo ukuzivikela ngoba i-Israel ilelungelo lokuvikela izalwane zalo. Lesi yisikhathi sokuthi kube lokuvikeleka hatshi ukuthi thibala. Sizaqhubekela phambili sikhuluma labangani bethu abakulindawo. Njalo sibona ukuthi konke abakudingayo kuyafika eIsrael.
Rapidly flowing into Israel. That includes munitions and air defense capabilities and other equipment and resources.
Lo ube ngumphathi ntambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ekhuluma eseIsrael. Abokholo lwesi-Islam eZimbabwe bona bathi kumele kube lokuthula ukuze kuvikelwe uZulu ongelacala. I-Studio 7 ikhulumele lomkhokheli webandla leli elobhe ngula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso ye-Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe.
Ngalo impilo eyenzakalayo ngeyokungcindezela, so yo umbono silawo njengamakholwa.
Ye, lapha libona ukuthi kuyini okungaphathisi ukuthi kulungisiswe lolu daba?
Ukuthi idaba lulungisiswe, amaPalestina kumele bebisele ilizwe lawo.
I-Israel siphindisela ithi yona iHamas lePalestine akube kusehlukaniswa kusazi ukuthi ibutho abalihlaselayo ngeleHamas aso lePalestine likubona njani lo?
Ngoba ngibona kulobungcindezeli lapha into ekhona ngokuthi hey thina sikhalela ukugcina kwempilo zabantu abantu abalahlekelwa zimpilo ngoba abantu aba-innocent bewasebenzisa. So inkuthazo ekhona kuphela ngeyokuthi hhayi impilo engiyokungcindezeli sibili ngoba umuntu owabizwa ukuzohlala endlini yesithethi indlu yomikazi. Into ekhona ngokuthi aluba kube lokuthula yikho siyokukhulekela ukuthi kube lokuthula.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi-Islam elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso ye-Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe obekhuluma le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. AmaJuda eZimbabwe wona akhuthaza ukuthi kungaliwa kukhulunyiswane. unobhala obona ukudlelana lamanye amazwe kunhlanganiso ye Lemba Cultural Association umnumzana Thakava Fira Joe uxoxa le Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Dambudziko guru ririko ndekuti ihondo yakabva kudzakare kwakune vagari vechijudha vaigara muIsrael.
Udubo olukhulu olukhona ngolokuthi yimpi eyaqala kudala kwakulabantu besijuda ababehlala Israel, kodwa udubo olukhulu ngolokuthi kwaba le nguquko ngomnyaka ka-1947 abaningi asebezibona bengabanikazi balindawo njalo bengamakhola esijuda ayisibo banikazi bayo. Ngakho-ke kufanele abantu babonisane ukuze abanikazi bendawo abesijuda bavunyelwe behlale endaweni yabo. Thina sikhatshana ngoba sabuya sazohlala e-Afrika, kodwa singamajuda ansundu esikukhuthazayo ukuthi abantu kulumisane kube lokuthula.
Isu tiri kure wongu tingabe ntine origin yakafanana ne majuda eku Israel. Asi takazo maigireta tika setla mu Afrika ndi kirima black Jews. Isu nongo hopa kuti wano wange wachitauri rano kuti hondo jese aziperi meputi.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi Islam elobengula obekhuluma ngokudlelana le ngodaba lolu engumkhokheli umnumzana Sheikh Bilal Gwenzi wenhlanganiso ye Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe. Unobhala obona ukudlelana namanye amazwe kwinhlanganiso ye Lemba Cultural Association umnumzana Thakava Fira Joe uxoxele Studio 7 abokholo lesiKristu bona bathi kufanele kukhulekelwe abantu ababhekane lodubo lolu. Umfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist khonapha eKansas eMelika ukhuluma le Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Izimpi ziyahlupha kufana lasemakhaya ethu. Impi kwezemakhaya sekubiza njengokuthi yimpi, kodwa ke ukwehlukana kwemibono even emulini kuya ngokuthi wena okwenzayo ubonengani umalume oyasekela kumbe umama uzasekela kumbe ubafuncane ku-involva abanye abantu abaningi outside of linalo babili elichiyanayo embonweni lowo. Engiya kukho nanko impi ekhona phakathi kwe-Israel lase-Palestine. Ayisiyo mpi ye-Israel le-Palestine, yimpi egoqela umhlaba wonke ngendlela ezishiyeneyo. Amazwe wonke omhlaba alo alesabelo, singabe kuyisabelo esi-expressed or not expressed, kodwa ke kule opinion ekhona. This is an opportunity especially for Christians ukuthi benze umehluko in their own way wherever they are.
Lo ube ngumfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist ekhuluma le-Studio 7 eseMelika. Siphinde saxoxa njalo lenzalwa yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv e-Israel uVivian Nomalanga Bebe ngalolu daba.
Isimo asisisanga ngendlela okwenzeke ngakhona ngoba manje ayihambi kuthi abaqhuma abantwana intamo like abantukana bangafika 40 kanje, kodwa angikawabona amavidiyo ngakhona. So nje isimo sakhona nje lokhu nje kusukela Saturday, ayi umoya yethu phansi nje, wonke umuntu nje phela uthole ukuthi khona into eyenzakileyo nje, kukhona igazi elichithekileyo nje kumene.
So lapha liphila njani? Ukudla kusakhona, liyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla na?
Hayi, khona like kukhona izitolo ezivuliweyo ezivaliweyo eziningi lezi ezempahla lamamodu landanofenisa, but okokuda ayavula ama-supermarket noma kuvula ambalwa la amakhulu.
Ye, ukusebenza ke kuyasetshenza yini?
Hayi, ukusebenza yonke into ngathi like abantu
Manje ngokwenzakalayo konke lokho alesabi na.
Hayi, mangamabi ngaphandle mabetshaya wona ama-rockets lawo, but eqinisweni ukuphepha siphephile, bayakwazi ukubavikela abantu babo laba bantu.
Awuzange ngicabange ukuthi ubuyele ekhaya.
Hayi, hayi, okwekhaya hayi, ngoba ngibona ingathi ngiphephile ukudlula ekhaya mangela noma kuliwa. Mangabe sokuthiwa sokunzima kulama-bomb shelters, kodwa for now isimo sakhona I think besingakafiki ekuthini, especially thina ngapha because mina ngisethela zini isimo besisibi ngale e-South Australian Ashford. Vele la ukuhlala khona izinsukeni nokungikalelekho la e-Israel, uyakhona ukuthi abantu izikhali ukuze ukuthi right ubone something, but uthole ukuthi mina ngikwazi ukwazi.
Uhulumende yena oweZimbabwe uke wazama ukuthi axhume abantu beZimbabwe yini khona ngapha?
Ngithanda ukubona iminti nje engiyithunyelwe lapha ngomunye umzala wami, but thina asina embassy la. So vele angiboni ukuthi uma bengasaxhumana lathi bayaxhumana lathi njani, ngoba asila embassy.
Lo ube ngunkosikazi Vivian Nomalanga Bhebhe, inzalo yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv e-Israel, exoxa leStudio 7. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga edalela ePhalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili namuhla ngoba umthethwandaba ubungakabi lobufakazi obaneleyo, njalo omunye umfakazi ubeloba imihloliso. Abasolwa abamise emthethwandaba kamantshi okwesithathu e-Western Commonwealth kobulawayo besethe samacala okuphazamisa ukuthula kanye lokwephula imithetho ephathelane lokhetho olusanda kwedlula. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba wawuphe ophenya icala umnumzana Tinashe Chapel ithuba lokuyadinga ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi umnumzana Gift Ostalos Ziva, umsekeli wesikhulumi sebandla le-CCC njalo emela ithabalala phelandaba edale lephalamende, wayengaphi ngelanga kudalwa icala kanye lokuthi wayetshayela bani ucingo. Igqwetha lezibotshwa umnumzana Tinashe Runganga uchasisa ngokwenzakale namhlanje ngecala leli.
So namhla kuqalisileyo ye-criminal insult yeqalisileyo isithethi siyabiza ama-witnesses awo angu-2 sukusele i-witness eli-1 umntakacomplainant. So imeta i-postponwe to the 17th of November ngoba kathesi uyabhala ama-exam umntwana wesikolo. Elesibili liyabuya mhla ka-1 November for allocation of a trial date and sizanikwa ama-state papers. So mhla ka-1 November
Usiziba wetheswa elinye njalo icala elehlukileyo elokubangela udlakela emdlalweni wenguqu phakathi kweqembu le-Highlanders lele-Dynamos elilokhe lisaphenywa. Umamangala kucala lokudatshulwa kwamagwaliba okhetho uMamoyo utshele idale ukuba loba ubufakazi abuphileyo bungahambelani lecala alethesa amalunga e-CCC, amalungelo akhe ephulwa. Elinye ilunga le-CCC unkosikazi Zodwa Moyo uthi uyamangala ukuba ibizo lakhe likhona kungwalo zedale zamapholisa, kodwa kakho kungwalo ezimbophisayo ecaleni lokuthethisa uMamoyo.
Vele ngiyamangala nxa kuthiwa kubizwa ibizo mina ngazangenzeka njengalokhu, ngoba lapho noma kwenzakala angangizwa abantu abahlabela ngontongo ngoba kwakuhlabela iredio. Iredio le yayihlabela mina ngokufika kwami ngakubona ukuthi vele sesingasekho le-street, ngishoneswa ngiyamangala nxa ngikhulunyiswa kulelo buzo. ukuthi igama lami ukuthi ngenzwe nangkwazi.
Amalunga edalela eParliamente amabili aweCCC uSiziba lomnumzana Sarenda Kopoikulu omela ibulawa yeCentral edalela eParliamente lamakansila abalisa uElderman Ernest Rafamoyo uThendai Masocha uKansila kaWard 20 uSimbarashe Dube loKansila kaWard 13 uLovewell Mwindwe babotshwe kumaviki asanda kwedlula amapholisa eCity badabula amaphepha omkhankaso kankosikazi Soneni Moyo. Unkosikazi Moyo wancintisa ukhetho esithi umela iCCC kodwa leli bandla lithi alimazi. Omunye umamangala kumacala abasolwa laba ngunkosazana Sibongile Ndlovu lomntwana ophakathi kokuloba imihloliso. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umbikiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Hall kobulawayo, lapho inhlanganiso ebona ukutshala imali kwezamabhizimusi ezweni iZimbabwe Investment Development Agency iqale uhlelo lokuxhumana kwabazotshala amabhizimusi ebulenjini.
Emizameni yokukhulisa ibhizimusi lezokwethekelwa, unkosikazi Silibaziso Chinziwa obona ngezokutshala imali eZimbabwe uchaze ukuba uhulumende usethumele abazamela ilizwe kwele China, iRussia lakwamanye amazwe ukuze kwengezwe inani lezethekeli labalesifiso sokuzotshala imali elizweni.
Imithetho yokuthi ayidinga izasetshenziswa ngabantu abaningi abalamabhizinisi awe-tourism eZimbabwe. Ubana nxa bene-land kubhekwa namabhizinisi abo angenamali bebebesethuleka ukuwaphakamisa, bengawafaka ngeplatform yezinda, sesizabadingela ama-investors okubametha lawo ukuthi behlangane bekhulumisane bevumelane ukuthi sesizahamba njani. Aiza umuntu ozainvesta uzafaka imali kumele uzathenga i-portion yebhizinisi yangkhona, kumbe uzabaphakamisa ngokwenza i-contract yokumaneja ibhizinisi yakhona.
Umgcinisihlalo wezida umnumzana Busisa Moyo uthi bakhangelele ukukhuphuka kwenani lezethekeli labazosungula amabhizimusi.
Aku-investment izinto ziqhubeka kuhle, sibona abaningi izethekeli zethu zilesifiso zijonge ukufaka imali lapha eZimbabwe. Bazikhangela amaripoti yethu njengeZimbabwe Investment and Development Agency, siyabona ukuthi abantu beza ngobuningi kwezokwemba, tourism sector, manufacturing sector njalo.
Unkosazana Barbara Rozwi leziphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe ngabanye abakade bekhona embukisweni walonyaka owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo, lapho abanxuse abathengi lezethekeli kunhlanganiso labatshali bemali ukuba baze eZimbabwe, lilizwe elilokuthula labantu abahle. Umbukiso lo uyaphela kusasa, njalo ababukisayo bathi bayasuthiseka ngezinga labathengi abangene umbukiso walonyaka. Lonyaka amankampani aphose afike amakhulu amane 375 abukisa ehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 awemazweni agoqela iZimbabwe, iMalawi, iSouth Africa, iBotswana, iRwanda le-Iran kanye labathengi bamabhizimusi abasuka emhlabeni jikelele abedlula amachumi amathathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Amankampani aweZimbabwe aphume ngobunengi ukuzodinga ibhizimusi embukisweni owe Global Expo owenzela eHabron kwele Botswana kuyona leviki. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba sibi kumakampani amanengi kwele Zimbabwe. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHabron kwele Botswana.
ama nkampani angamachumi amabili lane i-24 angene umbukiso we-Global Expo oqhutshelwe edolobheni le-Gaborone kusukela ziku-11 Mfumfu usiyaphela ngomgqibelo mhlaka-14 Mfumfu. Amankampani la angaphansi kwenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo ezigoqela ezilungisa impahla efana lokudla kanye lezembatho, inhlanganiso ebona ukuthuthukisa ezamabhizimusi kweleZimbabwe yeZimtrade, yiyo encedisa amankampani la ukuthi abukiswe e-Global Expo. Unkosikazi Nozipho Maphala weZimtrade uthi inhloso yokubukisa e-Global Expo ikuzama ukudingela amankampani weZimbabwe imikambo etshiyeneyo phandle kwelizwe.
La makampani ahlukeneyo abanye benza ngokwe-clothing textiles, abanye futhi ngokwe-social material, processed foods, horticultural produce kanye nama-services. Ekuhambeni kwethu sibone ukuthi kule demand for izinto ezenziwa ekhaya kakhulu, wona la ma-processed services nama-services engiwaqambileyo. Ngakho-ke sibe sakhangelele ukuthi sibadingele ama-markets lapha okungathengwa khona izinto zabo. Sike sathi ngo-2018 sayenza i-survey sabuzisisa ukuthi eBotswana kuyini angabe bekuswela esingakuthengisa kuvela eZimbabwe.
UMaphala uthi kulezivumelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana ezenza ukuthi kube lula ukuqhuba ibhizimusi phakathi kwamazwe omabili.
Sifinda futhi sifele sivumelwana phakathi kwethu leZimbabwe nasehulumende yaseBotswana esikubuza sekuthi bilateral trade agreement esivumela ukuthi esikwenza eZimbabwe nokwenziwa eBotswana singathengiselana ngentengo eziphansi zezikhutshwa amaduty nama-tariffs ezenza ukuthi abantu bakhone ukuthi bakuthenge ngentengo ehlileyo. Lo nyaka sikhangelele ukuthi sihlangane lama-market lama-buyers amaningi avela endaweni ezihlukeneyo. Isiyinkundla esikhulile esiqala amazwe amaningi ababuya ukuzodinga lapho bangathenga khona into ezihlukahlukeneyo.
Omunye okade ebukisa i-Global Expo unkosikazi Violet Mute ole nkampani enza impahla ngesikhumba koBulawayo uthi balethemba lokuthi ukuba khona kwabo eBotswana kuzathuthukisa ibhizimusi yabo.
I was able to break the ceiling and get into a men's field because
ngiyathaba ukuthi njengomuntu wesifazane ngayenelisa ukungena kubhizimusi yezikhumba ekade iyindawo elabesilisa kakhulu. Ngiyajabula ukuthi ngenelisa ukusungula inkampani le, njalo silethemba lokuthi sizathola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
OweZimbabwe ohlala eBotswana ungene umbukiso we-Global Expo umnumzana iSephas Chuma uthi ujabulile ngakubonile amankampani wekhaya wona aphume ngobunengi, kodwa uthi isimo somnotho silakho ubuyisela emuva ezinye inhlelo uma amankampani ethe athola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
I-consistency kubusiness iqakathekile. Abantu kabafuna ukuthi batshengise i-product number sasuzwe umestori ukuthi hayi sisazama sathini lokhoraba. But engikubonayo ukuthi i-approach ye-SMTrade ukuthi bathikulo i-forex market, foreign market kakhulu, ngoba yikho kuzabasiza ukuthi i-production layo ikhule. Ngoba ekhaya ama-projects la athengwa ngentengo ngezimali ezishiyeneyo, but lapho uyabukwazi ukuthi uya-guaranteed on foreign currency.
Umbukiso we-Global Expo wavulwa ongosemthethweni umongameli uMokgweetsi Masisi wakweleBotswana ngolwesithathu, lapho atshengise ukuthokoza ukuba namankampani weZimbabwe ebukisa ngobuningi. Amankampani amaningi abhekane lobunzima bokwenza ibhizimusi ekhaya lapho okungela ukuhlalisika imikambo yemali okugoqela ukusetshenziswa kuhlobo lwemali lwama-bond notes. Umbukiso we-Global Expo ubanjwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi AFTEC as a springboard for improved intra-Africa trade. Kukhangelelwe isivumelwano esingaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-African Union sokuthuthukisa ibhizimusi kuzwekazi le-Africa ese-African Continental Free Trade Area. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngeSabron kweleBotswana.
Kuli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zokholo uMinenhle Dube odabuka eGwanda. Kulezinsuku ucula esePretoria kwele South Africa ezama ukuthuthukisa umculo wakhe. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Zero 1986 emajonde neGwanda. Asizwe imbali yakho ngamafitshane mini.
Ngikhulele eGwanda, ngafunda khona okwamanje ngomsebenzi ngisePretoria. Ngiqale ukuhlabela ngisasemncane eprimary school bengiyingxenye yesikhwaya nase-secondary school, njalo nasesontweni bengiyingxenye ye-church choir. Ngijoyine amanye amaqembu ezomculo ne-arts eGwanda, ngikhula ngafoma namanye ama-groups esicula nje kuma-functions amaningi, emfeni, emitshadweni, nama-competitions amaningi saze sayafika ku-Music Crossroads.
Akutsheleke abalaleli ngalo mculo wakho unamandla kade amangaki njalo ingoma lezi zibhalwa ngubani?
Ngile ngoma ezingu-13 okwamanje. I-album yami yokuqala ngayirekhoda ngo-2019 namanye nje ama-singles ebengilokhu ngiwarekhoda. Lo nyaka ngirekhode ama-singles angu-3 engiwalontshe a few weeks back. Ingoma eziningi ngiyazibhalela. Then kunezinye nje ezingama folk songs, ama chorus engiwengezelela amagama.
Uthandela ukucula esemncane uMinenhle uthi kukhona abamenza oba nomdlandla wokufuna ukucula ingoma zokholo.
Abaculi inspired me endleleni yami yomculo wezokholo, abafana lo Rebecca Malope, uIvy Kombo neMahendele Brothers. Okwamanje ngisizwe ngabanye ngemibono endleleni yezomculo yokholo, abafana noCarol Muzambi noPlacetis Madora. Emculweni wami okwamanje ngisebenza noproducer abamuthi nguDiva Size.
Njobe umculo wakhe wetholakala abalaleli. Limfakele izandla, limlandele njalo nemakhathini okuzilibazisa. Bathele Madube.
Ingoma zami zitholakala ku-YouTube okwamanje, lingafika khona. Njalo sine-Facebook page, lingasilandela. Sine-TikTok and sisazongena kwamanye ama-platforms.
Besigwetshisele noMinenhle Dube ukuthi roza uzo Friday namhlanje esikholela umculo wakhe wengoma zokholo. UNkulunkulu alilondoloze lonke libe lempela sonke enhle igama labo yenze Jesus Banda.
Sibonge lapha na uEzra Chisa Svanda osiphe uhlelo Woza Friday. Sizoza njalo uhlelo lolu ngempela nge Friday elandelayo. Kuliviki kuhlelo ku-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukulwisana okuphakathi kwe-Israel leqembu lebutho labele-Palestine ele-Hamas kanye lomumo wezombusazwe eZimbabwe. Singakehlukani sihlobo, wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. IMelika ithi izinikele ukusekela i-Israel ngakho konke okudingekalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilwisana lebutho ele-Hamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo owedluleyo. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe TRC agocela amalunga edalela parliament amabili kanye namakansila kudluliselwe phambili. Siligqiba ke lapha lohlelo igama ngutabo kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.